All right, let's turn now to immigration. Legal permanent residents, or green card holders, can apply for citizenship after staying in the United States for at least 5 years. But historically, close to 40% of those eligible for citizenship, or about 10 million people, choose to keep their green cards.
That's according to the latest estimate by the Pew Research Center. Many are now worried about President Trump's efforts to curtail immigration to the U.S. This week, President Trump is expected to issue more executive actions that has immigrants on edge and green card holders flocking to apply for citizenship. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
President Trump's executive orders have targeted unauthorized immigrants, refugees, plus visa holders from 7 Muslim-majority countries. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it's a good assumption that green card holders will not be affected. But Alondra Juarez, a legal permanent resident in Los Angeles, says she's not taking any chances. On this morning, she's one of dozens lined up outside the office of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, or CHURLA. She's come before, but turned back after she saw long lines.
1, 2, 3. I want to say this is my 6th attempt. Yeah.
Juarez is a social worker who's lived in L.A. for more than 2 decades. She heard that CHURLA was offering free help with citizenship applications during Trump's first 100 days in office. Juarez says she was troubled by Trump's executive order that temporarily banned travelers from 7 predominantly Muslim countries.
The Muslim ban was an eye-opener because if you do ask a lot of Latinos with resident cards, they'll tell you, okay, first it was Muslims and next, who's on the list? The Latinos, Hispanic population.
Another immigrant waiting in line, Vera Mayorga, says she and her mother Dina are worried too. Vera says her mother's concerned about more changes in immigration policy and feels that getting citizenship is the best insurance against being deported back to Guatemala.
She doesn't want to go back.
Yeah, this is so scary because here is my life. My daughter is going to school here.
We used to see 2 to 3 people a week seeking citizenship services. Now we are seeing between 30 and 50 people a day.
Jorge Mario Cabrera is a spokesman for CHURLA. He says his organization hopes this recent rush for citizenship will eventually result in more new voters at the polls. The right to vote and a U.S. passport are some of the top incentives for applying for citizenship. But Cabrera says there are also plenty of barriers that discourage some green card holders, including misinformation about the application process.
What we want is to provide folks with the right information so that they don't end up at notarios and fraudulent attorneys that will take their money, wreck their lives, and run away from it all.
Alan Wernick has also seen a significant increase in green card holders seeking citizenship. He's an immigration attorney who runs the City University of New York Citizenship Now program. He says in the past, people have been intimidated by having to pass an English test and an exam about U.S. history and government. And he says another challenge has been the cost.
There's a filing fee, which is now over $700. And not everyone understands that if you're indigent or low income, you can get a waiver of that filing fee.
Presidential election cycles generally boost the number of citizenship applications. And last year was no exception. Through September, applications were up more than 24% over the previous fiscal year. Amir of Orange County, California, applied for his citizenship a few weeks before Trump's inauguration. He's a green card holder from Iran, and he asked NPR not to use his last name. He's worried that speaking out might affect his application. If there was a scenario where you had to leave the U.S., where would you go?
This is home. I mean, I own a house here. I have no other place to go. I'm here as an asylee, and as a gay man, there's not a lot of welcoming in Iran for me.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says Trump's executive order suspending travel from Iran would not affect how they review citizenship applications. The travel ban has been put on hold by the courts, but the Trump administration says it's planning to announce a revised travel ban this week. Meanwhile, Amir hopes he'll soon be able to take his oath of allegiance and become a U.S. citizen. With the surge of applications, the wait may be longer than usual. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.